defensive questions in life that we can answer and outside of that, it's just the loss of the rights to not have eyes to try to find your way. Like 1,000 miles away across the ocean. And if you look, you see people coming up with professors, philosophers, PhDs, and this and that and everything else, trying to come up with it to explain this and that and that and that. And they have to have some semblance of the truth. As C.S. Lewis said, as I shared with you before, he said, evil is always parasitic. They have to find some element of truth to cling to. And then you have this mess where people see, oh, here's this sounds good, this sounds right. But they buy the plan too often, parasite along with it, and then follow that direction only to find 20, 30 years later, another generation later, or 5 generations later, that obviously does not work. In Europe, in France, in England, where young people are sick and tired of the secularism and materialistic philosophy that their parents bought into, that this world is all there is, and they're saying there's got to be more. I just talked to a pastor a few weeks ago, this past week, who said the church is exploding in these areas of our country. But that can happen in part is when people don't really think of the truth until it works. If you deviate from that, then everything is strange. And then the church is bad, people are part of the church. And that's why, ironically, liberal churches end up gradually declining, declining, declining. And ironically, some kinds of churches that are faithful to the word, holding to the word, holding to Christ, doing the hard stuff, that they tend to grow and grow and grow. People are saying, I want to believe in something that people feel is worth dying for. So, that what's happening is the world we're living in, where we're at. So we're wrestling now with this issue of pain and how do we deal with it. There's a lot here. I want to fly today, but I can't. I've got to talk to this slow. As far as we get, by 10 minutes or so, we're just going to quit here. So if somebody is in the back, I'm in the back, I'm raising their hand. And after 10, 20 of you, okay, just are some of you quite warm? Gary, would you change the temperature? Well, I know some people are coming up and saying, it's so hot, it's so hot. They're anger, yeah. But if we don't change the temperature, it will be an anger issue. So, okay, well, if you can take something off, take it off if you can. And leave it on. Open a door or something. Here we go.
Heart of peace gives life to the body that envies others.
how you say it, if it's really that good, then why is it work? So just why are both sides of the system that brings us to the point of coming to the system? Why does it go with the emotion? Why does it go with the emotion? Look at the couple of you guys in the chat before this is made. Thousands of times, and that's the disgusted. Guess who? Guess who the Roman Catholics traced their heritage to? Peter, yes, but after Peter. Justin. That's pretty weird, isn't it? You know, when I first heard it, Protestants and Catholics often trace their heritage to Roman Catholics. Of course, the Catholic said, believe in God, but if God's love is just an abstraction, class or race or nationality, and you were wronged by that person, the person of that class, race, ethnicity, whatever, and you haven't totally forgiven, that creates an anger level at others of that race or nationality. Level two, it's under the surface, and it makes you feel slighted by others, even if they never intended for any benefit. But underneath all this is level three. Deep down, there is a low level of fear that is not a place. See, if you build your life on things like, I'll be happy if, I'll be happy if I have a family, a job, a life, this, that, and life never gives you those things, then you're building your happiness on, then there's a low level at bedrock
Others know. stronger because the calcium builds up around it, and now it's